So now that'd pretty much be like if somebody looked up, like if we do this, I could get on my phone first thing, look up like excavation or grading in my area, and I'd be pretty much the first person to pop up.
Yeah, exactly. Is this Levi?
Yeah.
Hey, Levi, my name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. That's what I like to hear. I know you were speaking with Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line here just to go over the pricing. There's a discount that she requested. But to answer your question, though, you're 100% accurate. Did you have any other questions about the listing aside from just the cost?
I mean, that's like, I mean, anybody in my area who looks up anything involving about what I do, it'd be like I'd be probably one of the first people to pop up on the page for everybody, right?
Yeah, if they're within a 35 mile radius of your address, so Google's going to send a postcard to your Curryville address, and that's how you get that red dot on the map there, and that'll give you up to 35 miles. You could shrink it if you like, or you could kind of cherry pick or cookie cutter that service area, but it's only going to get up to that range. And then we give you 15 different keywords that we could list you for at a time. So the keywords are the services you offer. For example, excavation obviously would be, you know, the main one. But if you want to hit, like, I don't know if you do grading or resloping, or you want to target commercial keywords as well, those are all things that we could do to kind of make sure that you cast a net on that first page and you're showing up for multiple things, right? Not just excavation as the only keyword, right?
Yeah,
yeah, basically.
We do a lot of like brush clearing. And can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, sorry, I switched some AirPods. I'm unloading to get through some stuff right now.
No worries.
We do a lot of kind of brush clearing, mulching for people, more of that kind of stuff. I mean, I do grading here and there. I don't really do very much excavation. Actually, I do a lot of grading, and cause we don't even have an excavator to do a lot. We haven't bought one yet, but we do a lot of brush clearing, grading,
mulching.
You know, mulching, trenching, because we got a trencher for this year, and it's just a lot of that stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm taking notes, obviously, but if you do decide to move forward on the placement that we have available, there's going to be a client interview. Well, they'll have recommended keywords for you based off which ones are being searched the most in your industry, and then we pick your brain and get your final say on what you're listed for. So that way we can make sure all your calls are qualified. They have to type in that phrase in order to get your information.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's pretty much cool. I think it'll be a good idea. Let's figure out what's going on.
Yeah, everybody uses Google. And you know what's crazy is about 90% of them pick from the first page. So, you know, we're basically just putting you where most of your customers are going to end up looking in the first place. But the major benefit, obviously, is just having the availability, you know. That's the real key. A lot of times, guys, they call in about this, and we don't have a spot available, so we got to just put them on this list if they qualify, you know. But we throw them on there. So the guys that are up there now are like Orff Construction and Ed Henderson LLC. Have you heard of those?
Yeah, I know them pretty well.
Okay, perfect. So we're just going to level the playing field with you. We'll get the website built as well. They're both on a platinum package. The platinum package is advertised on our website at $499 monthly, and there's a setup fee. But I could get the setup fee waived, and I could reduce the cost down to just $299 on a month-to-month basis. So if you break it down, you're looking at about $10 a day on a month-to-month basis to have your company up there and generate a consistent flow of leads off of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the customers call you directly.
Yeah,
oh, sorry, go ahead.
He said Orff and all of them already have a
platinum package. Yeah. Well, they at least have the contents that are in our platinum package. The platinum package is the Google Place displacement. Obviously, that's the most important thing that's in all the packages because that's our main product and feature is the Google partner. But they have a .com website, and then they have a popular directory submission that is usually only done with a Google partner that I could see. So the popular directory submission puts you on, like, Bing, first page, Amazon Alexa voice results, first page. You have Yelp, you have Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle, Manta, you're on Facebook as a social media directory. So, you know, it's really an A to Z campaign. It's kind of covering all their bases online and knocking out their website. Without...
Hang on, this is going to be loud for just a second.
Okay. Okay. No worries. Yeah, so the short version of that is that, yeah, they're on a platinum package, but they'd be paying about $200 and some change more than what we, what I just quoted you.
Really?
Yeah. So you're on a new in business credit, and that's basically why Tara asked me to jump on the line, because you need an old guy to do that. Old guys only get the access to reduce the pricing structure.
Okay. Well, that's a damn good idea.
Yeah, and it's month to month, so you don't have to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. So if you want to try it out, we'll prove it to you. We operate on a show-and-proof basis. So, you know, we basically say, hey, this is – yeah, there's a tracking system. So we're basically like – you know, hey, this is what you paid with us, and this is the leads that we've generated, or an estimate of how much money we've made for you. And then, obviously, our goal is to make sure those numbers are appealing so that you continue to come back each month. So we got to get in there and make sure it's working for you. If you're not getting paid, we're not going to get paid.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. That's
yeah, good. keeps us honest, keeps us working for you, and keeps us making sure that it is working for you, you know. So we check in, you know, we make sure everything's going well. If we notice, hey, you haven't answered a call in 3 days, you know, we'll do a livelihood check on you.
see
how you're doing. But, yeah, we definitely monitor the campaign. You know, we aim for a certain level of return on investment. We notice that we have the best retention rate for people who have transferred from a paper lead system, which it looks like you'll be doing that if you come on board with us. Yeah, and then people who see a 10-to-1 return on investment, which is, I feel, it's kind of common sense. I mean, you spend a dollar and you make $10 back, you usually don't have a problem spending that dollar again. So that's what we aim for. Yeah.
Well,
not hard to do in your industry with these kind of numbers. Making $3,000 with the work that you do is pretty simple, actually. It's just a couple of jobs if you're cherry-picking them.
Yeah, seriously, the only hard part is the Cleveland deal. That's really what it's coming down to. I don't know if he told you, but like the Andy List thing, it's great. I got a lot of jobs coming in. Like this one guy, I got a lead, went to call the guy, and he sent me some pictures of it, and it's like a full-blown landscape job. Like, I mean, it's in his little, like, landscaping he's got around his house is rough. You know, I'm a kid to a company, and he's calling me to come do this job for him. I'm like, this is a little too small scale for me here.
Yeah. Like, why am I paying a lead fee for something I'm going to break even on?
Yeah, and I wouldn't even break even because I wasn't even going to do the job because, I mean, it's just too small a work for me to drag a skid steer all the way to Oak Fallon.
Yeah.
I didn't even need a skid steer. Literally, I could have did it with a rake. I could have gone out there with a rake.
Yeah, you shouldn't be getting charged for those things. I know Home Advisor by Angie's, they'll still try to charge you because it's pay per lead, not pay per job. You know, that's their kicker. So that's why I say a lot of people who switch from that platform are happier because a lot of those leads that they sell started out doing a Google search, and then they're told that they'll be connected to multiple contractors if they click on the Angie's thing or Home Advisor and fill out the form. So people do that, and then they're just sitting there listening to whoever's going to be the cheapest, pretty much. They don't know that you guys are paying for those leads, you know? So they get in there, they take the cheapest guy, and you've all five of you paid a lead fee. So Home Advisor doesn't care. They get paid anyway. But once you're on the first page independently, you don't have that problem. You know, the people are calling you directly as a live call, and you're not getting charged per lead. So you don't have to worry about if you do want to turn something down, you're not going to get charged extra money over it. You know, it's just, you know what you're spending each month. And usually there's a lot more volume from Google than Home Advisor. More people are just actively Googling things than to hit Home Advisor. Majority of the people that end up on that were just doing a Google search and, you know, they came down to the bottom of the first page and clicked on them.
Yeah, I agree. Like you said, it was going to be the 299 something a month, you said.
Yeah, it'd be $299 with the discounts.
Okay. Now, will that price ever raise, like, up there we go, a couple years or whatever? Will I get on my ass and keep on stuff to pay that full price?
No, that won't change. So if you leave it like that, you'll stay locked in at $299. But there are other, like, features that you can upgrade to. But obviously, you'll have to agree to that, and we'll have to cross that bridge. Like, there's Google Guarantee. I don't know if you've ever seen those guys. They're just above the Google Places section. It used to be AdWords only there, but they have Google Guarantee for your industry. So Google Guarantee is just Google provides the homeowner or business owner with a $2,000 insurance for your company. They guarantee you a certain amount of leads, and they guarantee you that the leads are exclusive. They're not going to anybody else. But it is like kind of like what you're doing, where it's pay per lead. It's just you're paying per lead through Google. Some people like that system, you know, but it's they have to do an extensive background screening. So by doing this, after 2 months, you'll already be qualified for it. And then if you want to jump into it, you know, we'll obviously send you everything and you could jump into it. But to answer your question, basically, it'll stay $299 for as long as you're with us, unless you literally call in and change to a different product, or if you say, hey, I just hired some guys, I want to cover more than 35 miles, I want to cover 100 miles now, you know, then obviously we're going to have to do a lot bigger campaign, and that's going to cost more money. But starting out, I don't think you're going to need that, at least not anytime soon. You should get more than enough traffic right now to keep you busy, and then obviously, you know, the upgrade opportunities will already be there because we'll already have a pre-existing relationship. So it'd stay $299 as long as you're with us, if you leave it that way.
Yeah. Oh, I don't. That seems pretty good.
Well, it's about a Subway sandwich. I spend more than that on my lunch every day. So, yeah, it's pretty good. I do it for my father's painting company. He's actually 64, and he's getting up there. I tried to get him to stop working, but he's convinced if he stops working, he'll die. So he basically just oversees the job, though. So I just kind of tell him to, you know, stay off the ladders and everything like that, and don't be picking up machines.
Yeah.
So he just likes interacting with people and having something to do every day. So he's just running around.
Yeah. I don't know. Can I call you back a little later here, Ben, and then we can talk about, let me think about this for a minute, and then we can...
Well, basically what happens...
Maybe getting this.
So our company, we're a Google partner. We're not actually, like, Google themselves, or we don't really, like, control the listings at all. Like, we only have one listing per industry, per area. So the spot just opened up for our company, are like within our company, but basically my reps, like Tara, they have the call list. There's like 40 of them. It's like a boiler room in there. They're just calling down on it until it fills, basically. Like, normally they can close it out themselves if they wanted to. Once it fills, I don't have anything to offer to you, but the only reason they asked me to jump on the line is because of the price reduction. Otherwise, I'm sure she could have walked you through the call.
So really, I just need to do it like right now.
Well, we have to have the listing available. I mean, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do. It's just we have to have a spot available in order to put you on the first page of Google as a top option. And that's why we're reaching out to you, is because we have the availability. You know, you could always put your company on Google. You could always build a website, you know, but those tools are not as useful to you if you don't have the first page placement. You know, most websites aren't even getting looked at if they don't have first page placement for the services that you provide.
I don't have my wallet on me, it's kind of saying that. I'm currently in the middle of a field today. Okay.
Yeah, no, I've been hearing you working, definitely.
So let me probably do like 5 minutes so I can do that. Can't put that wallet.
Okay. Well, I could tell you they can't send me another call if you have me on the line, you know. I mean, I'm not I don't really got to do anything unless they flag me down. So, I mean, if you want to put me on a hold, I got some emails I got to send out here anyway. I could wait for you.
Okay. All right.
That way you don't miss the spot. I know how it is. I've actually worked with a guy I've been working with for 8 years, but he always laughs because he goes, "Who would have thought that, you know, you selling me on a roof would have turned into all this?" He always says that because it was very, like, spur of the moment. He was actually on top of a roof when we called him up, and he signed up for the service kind of on a whim, and it turned into this really long relationship. He's over in Fort Worth, Texas.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm in the middle of the field feeding cows. So.
Yeah. We never know when our blessings are going to hit us, you know. My first son was born last year, and he was a surprise to me, so. Yeah. He's a year and 4 months. So he's pretty awesome, but definitely a surprise. I didn't think I was going to have him ever. Wasn't really trying for it either. It just kind of happened.
Well, for the best, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I got a boy, so he'll carry on the name, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a little more fear of dying now, just more for his well-being. Before, I didn't really care as much. But then I'm also kind of more comfortable with it because I know I got a little legacy to leave behind. You know,
yeah.
All the work that I'm doing is not for nothing.
Yeah. So where are you guys out of?
We're stationed in California. We're right next to the Google headquarters. Actually, we're in Newport Beach in Orange County. We're kind of by, like, Disneyland area.
Yeah.
Yep.
Damn.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Well,
it's been real hot, though, these days.
Really? For us, it's been hot as hell. And actually, the last 2 days, I've been up. This morning, it was 58 degrees.
Oh, wow, that's beautiful. Yeah, I've been praying for days like that pretty much for the last 2 weeks. I mean, the lowest it's gotten was like 95, and then the highest it got was like 105. Yeah, but we only have a week or two like that every year, you know. For the most part,
yeah,
it's usually between like 70 and 80.
Well, that ain't good. My dad, when he was still alive, he used to live down in Florida. He had a house out there in Naples, Florida.
Oh, yeah.
It
yeah, it's beautiful.
In the summer, we'd always come back to Missouri just because it's too hot in Florida, but in the wintertime, we'd always go up there and stay up there and go on the beach all day and out in the ocean, and it was great.
Yeah. Yeah, my sister actually works at Barnes Jewish Hospital over in St.
Yeah.
Louis. Yeah. And I've gone out there to see my nieces and my nephew. She's got 3 kids, and there was like 2 feet of snow. It was ridiculous. This was a couple years ago, and I was like, man, I grew up in California, so I had never really experienced that before. I mean, I've gone to the mountains and seen the snow, but it wasn't like that, you know? It was like a flat front yard with a couple feet of it. I was like, oh, this is hot, you know? She goes trudging through the snow and off to the hospital in the morning. I'm like, wow.
I did a lot of snow removal last year. My God, it'd be 2 o'clock in the morning. Last year we got there was one time we got literally a foot and a half of snow in St. Louis.
Yeah.
There was so much snow on here, and it was 2 o'clock in the morning. I was out before the road, and I'm pulling a gooseneck all the skids here, and a foot and a half of snow down Highway 61. I'm not even it was tough.
So you're going to transition into that. That's something that we're going to have to obviously target the switch the keywords up later on, you know. Pretty much every month we're going to check in with each other, though, and have a little interview on how things are going. What time, I mean, it's already September. What do you think, like, next month you'll start doing that?
Oh, I'd say it'll probably be longer than that. It'll probably be.
Here, let me pull the analytics. Let me pull the analytics here and see what time of the year the snow removal starts kicking up. Because the search volume will obviously increase at that time. We got data that goes back like 10 years. So, start to snow.
Rip. I hit a bird.
Oh, crap.
Bird.
Hit the windshield?
No.
stopping my grill. I was walking around the truck and there's a bird in my
But no, I'd say probably when it comes to that Christmas snow stuff. Really, I'd say the hot spot's probably going to be January, February.
Oh, wow. I was thinking, yeah, I mean, basically around Christmas time is what it's saying on here, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, even maybe a couple weeks before Christmas, it starts kicking up pretty well.
Yeah, it depends really on if it's going to snow. Like, some years it snows super early, should it be Halloween and we got snow on the ground.
Yeah.
The other times it'll be Christmas and we ain't seen no snow yet, so.
Yeah,
I don't really know. I'd say
global warming, man, we never know what's going on. Yeah, that's how it's been too over here. It's weird. It's getting so hot in California where we have these fires like every year. It's crazy.
Really?
Yeah, we've been having these really bad forest fires like every single year, all the way up the coast too. It's like Southern California all the way to the Bay Area. They'll have just a couple miles inland. Like we live really close to the beach.
Aren't you guys in, like, a really bad drought right now? Isn't, like, the Maine water deal up there? I don't know. I've seen a whole bunch of stuff about it. That's, like, Maine that supplies, like, Los Angeles or...
Yeah, they're going through a lot. It's not just the drought. It's, like, the power grid is being stressed out because it's dry, and then the fires are happening, and then people are trying to get their ACs going, and, you know, they passed a stupid law where they said in 2030 they're going to stop selling gas-powered vehicles in California.
What the hell?
Yeah. So basically,
that's all
cars sold in California by 2030 will have to be electric vehicles. And then the same day that they announced it, they told people to hold off on charging their vehicles because the power grid was being strained by the ACs trying to combat the heat. So it's like, obviously you guys don't have a grid that's set up to support everybody driving electrical vehicles or charging their electrical vehicles, but you want us to have electric and stop using gas. So they're going to have to spend like $1 trillion to take care of the power system or you know, redo this grid, make the grid. Yeah. So I don't know how they're going to do that, but it should be interesting to see what happens here in the next 8 years.
I wish you luck. I know I don't want an electric car yet.
The governor out here is just dumb. My sister loves it actually out there in St. Louis, even though she grew up here in California. The economy and like the cost of living and everything is just like a lot less stressful for her. Yeah, she loves it. She's like, I don't worry about my bills. Yeah, she got 3 kids. She's like, I don't worry about bills. Like, our worries are the weather, pretty much. And I'm like, oh, that's nice. They seemed like they had a really nice summer.
That's one thing about Missouri. You don't like the weather, stick around for about 5 more minutes, and it'll change.
Yeah, she tells me that, too. Like, 1 second it's sunny, and then it's raining while the sun's out. Yeah. No, she said it's been pretty nice though. They have a pool in their backyard. Probably like one of the only people on their block that has a pool. And she didn't use it like all year. But I guess like the last couple weeks it's been pretty decent. So they posted some stuff on their social media. They were swimming.
We go up to Lake Ozarks all the time. Man, I think that's the best part about Missouri, Lake Ozarks right there.
Yeah, the Ozark. I was addicted to that TV show. I talked to my sister about it all the time. I'm like, it's probably the greatest show I ever seen. So when I went out there, I was like, I gotta go see this, you know. So I kind of made it like a field trip thing. Go see the Arch and go to the Ozarks. Eh.
Yeah, Ozarks is best. I mean, you go down there in the summertime and there'll be people on boats. I mean, it's a party and a half. It's a great time.
Yeah, that looks so fun, too. I told her that. I was like, I'm going to buy a boat. And she's like, I don't know. You know, I feel like she, at some point, she probably will. She's doing pretty good. But they don't have any boat or anything like that. So I didn't get a chance to experience that. But everybody's got boats out here. I live right on the coast. Like, Newport Beach is the beach city. So it's like, you know, I live about a mile from the water. I can get a beach cruiser and you know, ride from my house down there with my son on the back. I've done it a couple times. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, it sounds nice.
Yeah.
Oh, dang it. I hate... One thing about Missouri, it sucks, is I'm in the middle of nowhere trying to put money on this car, and I don't have insurance.
Oh, man. Yeah, you gotta be careful. I know it's far. Everything's far. That's actually one thing, too, but the gas prices were a lot better. I was telling her that this summer in California, the gas got to, like, $6.50 a gallon at one point.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is outrageous.
Yeah, it's bad. And it naturally kind of hikes up around the summertime because you get a lot of tourists coming over. So they just kind of, like, capitalize on that, I guess. Yeah, it got really bad, and the whole state was pretty much feeling it. It was pretty bad. And I remember filling up my 4Runner. It cost me like $160 at one point just to fill it up. It's got a reserve tank. Yeah, so it was pretty bad.
Well, I couldn't imagine that. I think the hottest my dad's got up to over here was, it was 75 or something.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's a lot more necessary, I feel like, because everything's so spread out. It's like, you know, here a lot of things are so close. You can almost like, I mean, if it wasn't for having to carry it, but you could pretty much walk to most places, go to a grocery store and stuff like that. It's not far. It's all less than a mile.
Yeah.
But out there,
diesel's expensive.
Oh, diesel's expensive?
Oh, yeah. Diesel.
Oh. Yeah, we have the opposite problem. Diesel's cheap here.
Really?
Yeah, diesel's cheap.
See, for us, diesel, it's up to almost a six. It was up like $6.50. Now it's got down to about $5.09.
Oh,
I filled my truck up, literally. Filled my truck up last night, and it would cost me.
Yeah, no, I just looked it up right now. In California, it's $3.64.
Wow. That's insane. Isn't that weird? It's like almost targeted at the people who use it the most. Like, I mean,
it's exactly what it is. Our government system's just, they're capitalists. It's a capitalist culture. I mean, that's ultimately what's destroying us, is because we have so many capitalists here that buy things from China and then they resell it here in the States for more. And we're so many people do that because it's cheaper to get things from China, but they're not realizing over the years we're just sending millions and millions of American dollars over to China every year, and they know what's happening. That's why they have all those sweatshops and they let it happen. And then now they're one of the biggest countries in the world, and I'm like, dude, you guys just been sending our money over there because you don't want to work. You'd rather buy things for cheap and sell it for more expensive. Yeah.
No joke.
Yeah, that's the good thing about Trump and our economy. When he was here, the economy was booming because he was cutting off all our international trade. So all the capitalists had to do business with people here in the States, which created more jobs in the States, and our economy was going in the right direction. And then, all disconnected.